So Michelle didn't say this, but she was my preceptor in my MPH program. She looks as beautiful today as she did 20 years ago. 20 years ago. and I felt compelled to apologize on behalf of San Francisco for the Giants Parade. If you've come from Market, you'll know what I'm talking about, because it's crazy. And I think I've got my 2 years' worth of secondhand smoke. And I think I'm seriously high right now. So, that said, it really isn't that crazy here. It is kind of crazy here, but not to this degree. So the title of my presentation today is Engaging Diverse Community Partners to Fight Childhood Obesity, Policy and Practice Successes of a Citywide Consortium. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to share findings from an evaluation that we conducted for the citywide consortium. Is actually named CLOC. It's the Consortium to Lower Obesity in Chicago Children. I have no relationships to disclose. And I wanted to acknowledge my co-authors on this paper from Samuels & Associates, Maria Boyle and Mariah LaFleur, who are both senior associates, the late Dr. Sarah Samuels, and our CLOC co-authors, Adam Becker, who is the executive director of CLOC, who is actually presenting next door. So if you have any questions, get him after this session. Marianne Mason and Sarah Welch. So CLOC works to engage partners who are working in child obesity prevention. And so to date, and this is actually, a couple years old, this evaluation, so I'm sure their numbers have increased. But at the time, they had 3,000 partners in this consortium to address obesity epidemic in Chicago. And so it brings various stakeholders and various people who are working in the area of prevention, health professionals, educators, community and faith leaders, government officials, service providers, policymakers, and corporate partners. And they bring these groups of people all together to collaborate on child obesity prevention activities, policy development, and environmental level changes that make healthy eating and physical activity more accessible. Much of CLOC's work is conducted through an executive committee, a corporate advisory committee, which I think is rather unique to CLOC because they're really engaging the corporate people, who sometimes we think of as them, not us. So they're working to really help to bring them into our conversation about public health. They do work through six work groups, kind of like subcommittees that focus on clinical practices, early childhood, governmental policies and programs, healthy communities, school systems, and university partnerships. They have a comprehensive website, which is one of the main ways that they provide resources to their consortium partners. They hold quarterly meetings where they bring hundreds of people together and they have an incredible presenter that comes and have an opportunity to network. They have an e-newsletter that they send out once a week. And they also have a social marketing campaign that they developed. It's the 5-4-3-2-1 go message, which is eat five fruits and vegetables a day, have four servings of, I knew I was going to forget this. I think it's four servings of, I'm so sorry. Somebody remember? Four servings of water. Thank you very much. Yes. Three servings of low-fat milk, no more than 2 hours of screen time a day, and at least 1 hour of physical activity every day. So our evaluation goals, we had three goals. One was to understand CLOC's effectiveness and capacity in network building, communications, and message dissemination, to understand the extent to which CLOC has influenced the quality of child obesity prevention programming and services, and to understand the effect of CLOC's effort to support policy and environmental level change for healthy lifestyle promotion. And we did this using three major types of methods, key informant interviews. We had conducted 19 with the consortium partners, 16 with staff, We did a focus group that was geared towards understanding a little bit more about Clock's networking and resources that they provide. And then we conducted an online survey of the consortium partners. We also did site visits. We visited Clock. We went to their quarterly meetings and also did a document review as well. So what I'm going to present, though, is I'm going to present everything except the staff comments, because the staff piece was more kind of an internal process to help Clock understand how they're, you know, reaching their goals in a programmatic way. And where you see percentages, those, so we took all of the findings and put them all into this, what I'm going to present to you. So where you see percentages, those will come from the online surveys. When you see quotes, they'll come from either the focus group or the key informant interviews. Okay, so in terms of our first evaluation focus, to understand Clock's effectiveness and capacity in network building, communications, and message dissemination, the respondents reported that their work was enhanced through their Clock's networking opportunities, that the networking helped their partners to work collaboratively, to share resources, ideas, and tools. And that's really, I think, the real basis of what Clock is doing, is understanding that there's all these different partners doing obesity prevention in different ways, and finding a way to bring them all together, share resources, and have a common conversation about how they're doing obesity prevention. And not only bringing partners together, but bringing diverse partners together, where these different groups of people would never have come together had it not been for Clock's engaging and helping to get people into the same room. And so this is a quote from a community leader who said, "Clock has opened up networking through Chicago Faith and connected pastors around health promotion." We asked the partners about how they benefited from these collaborations, and they benefited in a variety of ways. The top three benefits were that they had more improved resources for obesity prevention and program work, that they were sharing best practices and lessons learned for obesity prevention and program work, and they were sharing strategies for overcoming challenges in doing this work. We asked the partners about the quarterly meetings, and they felt that it was very useful it was a useful opportunity to help build new relationships and to sustain relationships. And respondents would talk over and over about how they were really impressed that, you know, each time they go to these quarterly meetings, there would be hundreds of people there. And, you know, to get them there, and this is actually a quote here that says, "It's difficult to find an organization that can consistently, on a quarterly basis, get hundreds of people to come to a four-hour meeting. I think it shows how people value the organization." In terms of the working groups that I had mentioned, there were six work groups that the partners primarily participate in. The majority felt that these working groups were effective and productive for accomplishing work, and found that it was a good opportunity to network with other organizations in a very more perhaps intimate way, because they come together and work on various projects and develop goals for themselves as a group and move forward with those goals. And it provides targeted networking opportunities, as I mentioned. The challenges with working groups, you know, I think this is something we all kind of struggle with, is, you know, when is the best time to meet? So they were meeting at the quarterly meetings, but it's kind of, you get kind of meeting fatigue. It's loud, you know, there's one room, and, you know, and meeting aside and outside of quarterly meetings, as you know, is really difficult, because we all have our own priorities to do too. We asked them about the Go campaign, and 46% of the partners felt that the campaign was very effective, and about half used the message in their work and talked about it being very well received. So here's another quote that says, "It's easy to follow, easy to teach, and easy for people to understand. They have pre-printed materials in other languages, and I found the Spanish materials pretty accurate and culturally appropriate. And it's free, which is great." Okay, the second evaluation focus was to understand the extent to which Clock has influenced the quality of child obesity programming and services in the Chicago area. And 68% reported that their organization's capacity to address child obesity has either expanded or was strengthened. And the way it was strengthened or expanded was primarily through their networking with other collaborations, using the resources and information that's provided on the CLOC website, and they were also incorporating the GO message into their daily work. 41% reported that CLOC was somewhat, 39% very useful in helping to improve the quality of programs and services, and that these connections really streamlined their services that they were providing to their communities. This is a quote who said, from a partner who said, "This network reduces duplication, which is key. It's hard work, and now you can call someone you met at a CLOC meeting, and it creates a climate where you feel like there's hope." And they also talked about how CLOC really helps to provide a focus. Another quote here, it says, "We've been talking about a farmer's market and healthy corner stores over the last 3 years. CLOC helped us to make it happen." CLOC also has what's called networkers. These are CLOC staff who are designated in a certain geographic area in Chicago, and they are typically people from the community, and so this is a response to the networkers in as you know that they are deeply connected to the community. And this is a quote from a partner who said, "We have CLOC networkers who grew up in our community, so they understand us and anticipate things that would benefit us even before we do. They network and connect us with other organizations and communities." And so they talked a lot about how important it was to have somebody that they can go to who really knew the community and knew where the resources were that they needed to access. CLOC also provides grant funding. They provide seed funding and implementation grants, and they also provide trainings. And so the partners felt that these grants were really helpful in helping them support or advance their work and help them to expand into other areas, and found that the trainings that they provide were also very helpful. In terms of the website, 80% of the respondents reported that they use the site about once a month. 51% found that it was easy to navigate, and about a little bit over 50% said that it was useful in supporting their work in promoting healthy lifestyles. Another quote, "We refer community organizations to the CLOC website because it's such a great resource." So in terms of the e-newsletter, 89% of the respondents who said they received the e-newsletter read it, about a third said they read it always. And they found that they appreciated the information on events, data, and funding opportunities. And the reasons why they don't read the e-newsletter, of course, this is a common one for all of us, it's having no time, the information is not relevant to their daily work, it's too much information, or they basically just don't have any interest. All right, and then the third evaluation focus, again, was to understand the effect of CLOC's effort to support policy and environmental level change for healthy lifestyle promotion. So the respondents talked about how CLOC really serves as this nationwide model for policy and environmental level work. There's a quote, "They are really well respected. If an issue comes up to the table for media, law, or policy, they turn towards CLOC for advice and support." So CLOC is really seen in the Chicago area as really the authority, the go-to organization for data and resources. Ways that CLOC has supported their partners' policy efforts. The top two ways is providing policy information on their website, and also the information that's provided at the quarterly meetings. In terms of CLOC's influence on state, local, and city level policy, they have worked to endorse EBT, farmers markets. The Interdepartmental Task Force is really one of the greatest accomplishments, I think, of CLOC, is to bring these different departments in the local government to again start talking about obesity prevention, departments that probably would not have talked to each other in the past, but CLOC's goal was to bring these groups together. Healthy vending policies in parks, and improved nutrition and PA selectivity requirements in licensed childcare settings. COC also helped to influence organizational policies, and so respondents, about 50% of the respondents talked about how COC has helped to change their worksite vending policies or contents of their vending machines. They internally disseminate the GO message. They use the COC organizational model of having these working groups and steering committees as a model to do their work, and also food and physical activity policies. Here's a quote that says, "Thanks to COC, anytime we order food for events, banquets, staff meetings, we now have some guidelines on what to order." COC has had a number of different influences on the environment in Chicago. And again, this is a couple years ago that we did this evaluation, so by now I can't even imagine the list of accomplishments that they've had. So, you know, some of these that we've seen before, farmers markets, healthier corner stores, all the way to physical activity supporting bicycle and pedestrian safety ordinances, and so forth. So in terms of COC's impact overall, there's an increased awareness of health and nutrition in individuals, schools, and communities in the greater Chicago area. Here's a quote, "I've noticed that people are more conscious about health and nutrition. 2 to 3 years ago, schools weren't aware of it, and it is now a focus point. Not in every school, but there is an awareness across the board." COC also documented, I believe it was a year or two ago, BMI reduction in childhood obesity. And, you know, again, there's a lot going on in Chicago, so whether it was really due to COC's work, I would say yes, because I just know the incredible work that they've done. But they've actually been able to document BMI change in the Chicago area. They are also seen as an invaluable resource with their clear focus. Here's a quote, "I've been in other cities where people know about COC. This function of serving as a connector and organization that provides infrastructure to focus on things across organizations, across public agencies, across universities has been helpful." So in terms of key findings, we found that COC has facilitated new and diverse partnerships. They have resources that they provide are being used and were talked about as being very effective for partner organizations. The GO message is being used. I mean, I think that's one of the key things that they're hoping that all the partners take on that message, because then it's a unified message throughout the Chicago area. As COC has shown, we found successful examples of their support in policy at state, local, and organizational levels. And again, COC being established as a reputable resource for data and guidance. And then finally, again, COC, and this is not just through our evaluation, but we know that COC is being contacted. They are really seen as one of the first, I think, citywide consortium to do this type of work. The final quote I have for you is, "COC's greatest achievement is having created a consortium as a successful national model and can give inspiration in terms of their work. People say, if they did it in Chicago, you can do it too." So thank you, and I'll be happy to take questions after the presentation panel.